Good morning to each and every listener on the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. I'd like you to notice two texts, we might say here. We find them in the 14th chapter of Matthew, and one of them is in verse 27. Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Now, sometimes we need comfort and strength from above. And it's so good to hear the Lord say, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And the second text, which I like so well, is found in verse 31. This may come as a little bit of a rebuke, but Jesus said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So, even though it was rather sharp, yet it served its purpose to let Peter know that he mustn't doubt or question the Lord's ability to save him. Now, what really happened was this. The disciples were in the midst of the sea, and there came up this storm, and the ship was tossed with the waves, and the wind was contrary. And way long in the night, in fact, in the early morning hours, Jesus came walking on the water out there. And, of course, the disciples were so frightened and afraid. And I can see why they would be, because they thought perhaps it was a spirit or something they didn't know. And they cried out for fear. So that's when Jesus said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Oh, dear ones, in the midst of our troubles and our problems and our perplexities, it's so good to hear the Lord say, be not afraid, be of good cheer, it's I. I'm going to help you. I'm going to see you through. And when we look back over the road that we've come down through the years, there have been times of problems and we didn't know which way to go, but you know, some way, the Lord made a way. Some way, the Lord provided. And he is faithful and just to provide for his children and guide and lead them if they'll just keep their trust in him. So if you run into anything like that, just remember, the Lord's there. He's willing and ready to help you. But bear in mind the second part here now in this other text. O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? This happened, or this was said to Peter. Peter became real ambitious and very bold when he realized it was the Lord. So he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I just can almost in my vision see him as he walked on the waves and say he thought he was just doing all right. But when he began to realize what he was doing, and he saw the waves of the wind, it was boisterous. He was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried saying, Lord, save me. Well, he did the right thing that time, didn't he? That is to call on the Lord. But the wrong thing was to look at the ways and the troubles about it. You know, if you look at the problems, all of us have problems that would just crowd us down and sink us in despair. But if we'll keep our eyes right on the Lord, realizing that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, he'll just guide us right on through. So he rebuked Peter here in this case. O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. So in the presence of the Lord, there is peace and tranquility and victory. Oh, may we be strong in faith in these days of doubts and perplexities and problems and all. Let us not doubt the Lord. Listen, can you doubt? Can you sit on top of a hill in spring and watch the birds sailing by on the wing and see the clouds drifting on in the sky and doubt there's a God who dwells on high? You know, I just love to go into the woods and see, well, in the spring of the year when the dogwoods are in bloom, see those white blossoms blooming there and feel the touch of spring Who could doubt the goodness of God and the wonderful power of God? Listen, can you watch the rainbow span the blue, or tread the grass full of morning dew, or sit by the seaside and hear the waves and doubt there's a God who lovingly saves? Can you watch the butterfly flit through the air and see the flowers blooming fragrant and fair, or watch the trees reaching ever above and doubt there's a God of wisdom and love? Oh, dear ones, as sure as the sun tints the west and the birds of the air go home to their nest, as sure as the butterflies, birds, and bees flit and wander mid flowers and trees, as sure as the rainbow spans the sky, there's a God who reigns forever on high, who will all of our joys and sorrows share, and will over us watch and with infinite care. Our divine Redeemer in that great above, he watches and waits with eternal love. I like that. I'm glad that our Heavenly Father does watch and care for his own. Now, for a little further comment here on the scriptures, I'd like you to consider a few verses found here in the 22nd chapter of Proverbs. And this is, just scatters over a variety of thoughts. But it says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Now, I don't think this just means the name alone, but I think it means the character and the background to back up that good name. Some may give you a good name who don't really know you, but if deep down in your heart there are things hidden that are displeasing to God and that are wrong, then that good name won't help you. But if your good name comes from the fact that you're living for God and you're letting your light shine to the world, then that is greater than silver and gold. Think of it. Some folks are so anxious to get every nickel they can until it matters but little how they get it. And to a saint of God, a child of God, it matters a great deal how they get it, dear ones. Now, a little more. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is a maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Now, a prudent man, that means one who is understanding and wise. And I say, if one who has proper understanding, as the scriptures tell us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, so he foresees that there's trouble ahead to go on in sin, and he hides himself. Now, the only way to hide yourself really, or to hide your sins from the presence of the Lord, is to repent of your sins. Turn away from them and hide yourself in the blood of Jesus Christ. But the simple pass on and are punished. He just blunders right on, just goes the way he chooses, whatever suits his fancies. And let me tell you, there's judgment and punishment ahead. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. So don't make the number one goal the riches and the honor and the things that go along with it, but make the first goal humility and the fear of the Lord. And if you will seek the Lord, as Jesus said there in Matthew, I believe it is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So it goes on to say, thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. That's an ungodly man or a stubborn man, a froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It is indeed a pleasure to see young folks who've been trained up in the right way, and to see them follow on to know the Lord and to serve him and to be a winner of souls. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. So I believe the Lord wants us to be in a position that we won't have to all the time be seeking a lot of things that we don't have of our own, but the Lord will help us. Now, I realize there are times to will come when we need to borrow something, but be careful how you pay it back, and be sure that you do pay it back, and be diligent with what you borrow from someone else. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. So the one who's liberal and willing and ready to help, God will bless that person. Our Father, we thank you now for the privilege of spending a few moments with the listeners on the broadcast. They've meant so much to us down through the years, and Lord, you've not failed us. We can say, surely thou hast provided for us in a marvelous way in the needs of the broadcast. Now, we're still looking to you, and we appreciate what the listeners do. Bless each and every one today in the way they need, and we'll surely give you the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we may be of some help to you in a spiritual way, be sure to let us know. Now, live for the Lord. Seek his face daily that God's approval and blessing may be upon you. And would you pray for us? Pray that we may have wisdom to know how to speak and what to say, that the message may prove a blessing to the listeners. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.